Fear not of ghosts, for what is more haunting than love? Olivia Ann Rose.
Welcome to Ghost Spaghetti, the podcast where two people talk about all things ghosts and occasionally something spaghetti while being experts at neither. My name's Jason.
My name's Red. Before we get into this spaghetti in the pot, I gotta say, rule number one, don't fall in love.
With whom?
With anyone.
Well, unfortunately, this mandate is a few decades too late.
Oh well, it's probably one of those rules that's meant to be broken. Like cutting the tag off a mattress.
Well, why wouldn't you want to fall in love? And why are you messing with mattresses?
The mattress thing is none of your concern. Trying to get me arrested here? The love thing, well, our quote says it all. It haunts us.
That's a good point. Our belief in love, combined with our belief in ghosts, is proof of our shared ideal that we humans have the capacity to aspire to be more than we are. Love absorbs us so profoundly that when it's gone, the space left in our hearts can feel haunted.
Ouch. The space left in our hearts? Why would you even speak of such a thing?
Because, my dear co-host, we are in the midst of breakup season.
We are?
So many breakups occur around this December-January time of year that there are actually official days that mark it on the calendar.
Oh my gosh, get right out of town.
December 11th is the most common day of the year to end a relationship. January is actually designated as National Breakup Month. The first Monday in January has the cute little moniker of Divorce Day.
That is the biggest bummer, because it's already Monday, and now it's Breakup Day, too.
And February 21st is on some calendars as National Breakup Day. Mm. And with all this heartache, it seems about right that this week we talk about love lost and the afterlife.
That is an excellent segue. Our first story is about the beautiful stranger of San Diego, Kate Morgan. Kate checked into the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego on Thanksgiving Day in 1892, and it is said that after waiting 5 days for her possible love to join her, she took her life. And Kate had been staying in room 302, which is now considered to be a place where her love-spurned spirit remains.
Wow. And right on the cusp of the official breakup season.
Exactly. And if any spaghetti heads want to learn more, there's now a book called Beautiful Stranger, The Ghost of Kate Morgan and the Hotel Del Coronado. It is available for purchase on the hotel's website, a link to which is on our website. You're welcome.
That's such a sad story.
Seriously.
Really, for someone to be there alone, waiting for 5 days, no way to call or text, or even at least confirm if you've been ghosted before becoming a ghost.
Ooh.
Let me tell you a ghost story.
Alrighty.
I heard that's a little bit different. This one is a ghost love triangle.
I'm listening.
In 1826, a man named Jesse Strang abandoned his wife and kids and became a drifter. He ended up into a farm located at Cherry Hill, a beautiful Gregorian home in Albany, New York. Also living at Cherry Hill was a married couple, Elsie and John Whipple.
Scandalous.
Apparently, Elsie and Jesse took a shine to each other and fell in love. They wanted to run away together, but to do that, they needed money. And Elsie had money, but it was under the control of her husband. So, presumably because of that, they decided to kill her husband, John. They went about this a couple of ways. First, they tried arsenic poisoning, which didn't work. Next, they tried to lay the foundation for a fake murder. They both started rumors that other people wanted to kill John over a business deal gone wrong. Then they said they saw strange men appearing around the house, presumably with the express purpose of killing John. Eventually, on May 7th, 1827, Jesse Strang shot John Whipple through an open window. After the shooting, he tried to rush to town to establish an alibi, but it didn't work. Everything was found out, and both Jesse and Elsie were arrested and tried in separate trials. Jesse was found guilty, and Elsie was found not guilty. Some say Elsie was found not guilty due to her social status, and others say she simply let Jesse take the fall. But in any case, Jesse was still guilty. And on October 24th, 1827, he was hanged in front of a crowd of over 10,000 people. Since the hanging there have been multiple reports of both John and Elsie Whipple and Jesse Strang in and around Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill now does Murder on Cherry Hill tours, where it appears that they reenact the whole sordid story.
Wow. Do you see why I said rule number one, don't fall in love? That's what happens. So that was two very real stories that have resulted in probably real ghosts. But do you mind if I lead you into the world of legend?
By all means, please.
All right. Famous last words. One of the most well-known legends of love gone awry is the tale of La Llorona. Now, my understanding of this tale is that a jilted housewife took revenge on her husband by drowning her children in a nearby river. But as I dug deeper and began asking around, I found out that that was just one of many variations on the legend. Literally, for each person I asked, I got a different story. So I think that that story or that legend is worthy of its own episode.
Agreed, definitely.
Okay. Awesome. We are in agreement.
And speaking of ghost love legends, what would yours look like?
Well, I am so glad you asked. So this is what the red ghost love legend would look like. Imagine this. Picture it. Okay, Red meets a nice young man at a public library event because she is always at those anyway. Our eyes lock. We both raise our hands at the same time to make an obnoxious point no one asked us to make. We rendezvous at the new release section after, and we bond over knowing more than the guest speaker. We make plans to share a Mexican pizza over at a local Taco Bell. And going through Red's mind the entire time are visions of kissing over a shared slice of crispy tortilla goodness. And between us is a long string of cheesy processed cheese. Not unlike the scene from Lady and the Tramp. Except, of course, like I said, you're replacing the spaghetti with processed cheese. And the sad, 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 tragic part is I show up and he never comes. He misunderstood. He's waiting at a local Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, KFC Express in the couple towns over. And I drink Baja Blast after Baja Blast until my dying day. And I spend my afterlife watching the nacho fries come on and off the menu as the years go by.
That's pretty good. I'm exactly the same, except it's with the McDonald's.
Probably the McDonald's and the McRib.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now it's time for Ghost Guidance. This is a spot for us to rate and share anything ghost or spaghetti related that we are compelled to mention. Red, what have you got?
All right, I got two. The first is Olive Garden, specifically Olive Garden spaghetti. I had it recently, and I must say it was not great. But it was not terrible. It came with salad, breadsticks, and again, not great, not terrible. The noodles were cooked, I'll say that. The sauce was average. Overall, I rate it 2 out of 5 meatballs. And I know some of you spaghetti heads are saying, why do you bring it up? It's only 2 out of 5 meatballs. Well, don't worry about it. Because there may be a day when I come across a spaghetti that's like negative meatballs. And when that happens, I'll be like, oh man, I really wish I had those 2 out of 5 meatball spaghetti entree from Olive Garden. So I'll take it. Fair job, Olive Garden. I'll take it.
At least the noodles were cooked correctly.
Yeah. And like I said, sauce, average. Well, what do you want? My second is a book, Ghost Radio by Leopoldo Galt. It is a semi-recent modern fiction, and it focuses on the host of a late-night radio call-in show called Ghost Radio. Now, if this show was real, it would be my entire personality. It is a creepy show. People call in. They share ghost stories. Anywho, it's not real. It is, like I said, modern fiction. The storyline toggles between that of the host, and that of someone related to the host. Towards the end, the stories weave together in a delightfully spooky way. This book shows up on a lot of October or Halloween lists because, again, it is super spooky. But let me say this, Spaghettiland, it is not just spooky. It is actually well-written and pretty introspective. Overall, it's just a great read. And the audio version is very well-produced and stars America's sweetheart, Pedro Pascal. And I give this one a solid 4.5 meatballs.
Well, high praise. As for me, my recommendation is just a short story. It's a classic by M.R. James called A Whistle, and I'll Come to You, My Lad, written in 1904. In it, a professor goes on vacation by himself and finds an ancient whistle on the beach. But why are there two queen beds in the room instead of just the king?
Ooh.
And what is lurking there in the darkness? Pay close attention to that ending in a short story that even at 100 years old gave me a chill down my hairy spine. 5 out of 5 meatballs.
Ooh, I bet it wasn't a bed bug. But I don't want to spoil it for everyone. That is this week's episode of Ghost Spaghetti. We hope this episode left you dying for more. If you know of a tragic ghost love legend, or if you want to share your version of the La Llorona legend, please email us at ghostspaghettipodcast@gmail.com. To spook us on Instagram, we are at ghostspaghettipodcast. Or find us and our ghost notes at ghostspaghetti.com. Catch you later, meatballs.